ilumina mi regreso a la razón. Y aún me llenan los colores que llegan como emociones a tu voz. Y solo tú mereces mi amor. Más no faltaría decir que solo tú.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Soulship Enterprise. You're listening to CITR 101.9. That was Alex Cuba with Solo 2, a great artist that you just heard on the Leo Ramirez show. So anyway, I've got my very close friend Eric Coates here to help me out because it's a very special program today as we are doing CITR Fun Drive.
Woo!
Woohoo! So,
pleasure to be on the show.
Oh, man. So,
pleasure to be aboard the Soul Ship.
Exactly. So I was just going to say, I mean, I asked to come on board just to give us a little bit of context, talk a bit about Fun Drive. I kind of realized that I have no idea actually what you do at CITR other than that you're a top dog.
Okay, I'm the president of the student executive.
Okay.
So as such, I work with primarily the rest of the executives, the student exec, but also the staff to make sure that the day-to-day business of the station runs smoothly.
Nice.
And then we also organize different events and, you know, discuss policies of the station and how we want the station to be, okay. I suppose. I also sit on the board.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Buddy,
oh, yeah.
Board member, eh?
Yeah, top dog.
Okay.
Now the board is interesting because you get a very broad perspective of of the station. For example, the finances and all that.
Right.
Which is one of the things this is all about.
Right.
Trying to raise funds.
Right.
So yeah.
So how's CITR doing on the financial front these days?
Well, we're doing okay.
Okay.
But hopefully, if we reach our goal of $40,000, this fund drive will be able to improve the quality of our programming all around, and especially of our training services.
Right.
So that's the big thing.
Right, because last year was a pretty huge success, right? I mean, we moved into the new sub. We've got this beautiful new studio going on.
That's true. We raised over, I think, $42,000 last year,
nice.
Which is wild.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, we are yet to reach CJSW in Calgary.
Oh, really?
Levels of success. They apparently raised $250,000.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. They have like ads on buses in Calgary.
It's maybe like a KEXP thing, you know, in Washington. Like that's technically the University of Washington's radio station, but it's like a fully professional business.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, CITR is keeping it grassroots.
Keeping it real.
All right. So you mentioned that the money this year that we're raising is going towards improved programming.
Well, not only programming, but also Discorder.
Okay, yeah.
And writing. Basically all aspects of the station to sort of, the theme is grow our cultures. So we're going to try and use this money to grow or improve upon the different things that CITR does. So, you know, programming, Discorder, podcasting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Live shows, Shindig.
Yeah, keep it coming.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, cool, man.
How do you donate?
Well, you call in. It's 604 UBC unit. It's it's unforgettable number.
604-822-8648.
Or citr.ca/fundrive. I'm personally raising money for the show in loving memory of my good friend Chris Hunter, who has departed and gone to England. May he live long and free on this earth.
Live long and prosper.
If you want to donate, just call in or go on the website. Eric and I are going to be here chatting about Fun Drive and also playing some music. So just a quick track here from a band called Lake Street Dive, who coincidentally is in town. They're playing tomorrow at the Imperial. So they have a phenomenal singer who I'm in love with, Rachel Price. This song's called What I'm Doing Here. So check that out, and we'll be back in a second. All right. Well, you just heard the incredible Rachel Price singing a song called What I'm Doing Here. The band is called Lake Street Dive, and they're playing at the Imperial tomorrow night, so check it out. I am mad because apparently tickets are sold out. You know it's bad when there's like 50 people on Facebook being like, I want tickets and I will pay above asking price.
Oh, yeah, that's the...
So anyway, there's no... probably.
That's a rough sign.
It's not looking good for my chances of getting... my hands on those. But anyway,
well,
if you're
you
lucky
know what?
Enough,
just
check it
email
out.
The promoter and say you're a programmer at CITR, and who knows? Maybe they'll get you in.
Well, I'm just trying to think, like, because I've been doing the show for 3 years now, I guess. It's my third year doing it. And I think Chris and I have gone to some shows under, like, the CITR label.
Exactly.
Like, I once went and saw Five Alarm Funk.
Okay.
And I think I got free tickets. I managed to talk my way into free tickets for that one.
Beautiful. So,
but yeah, anyway, Eric and I are here. Eric, if you're just tuning in now, is the presidente of the CITR Students Association, and he's here to talk to me about Fundrive, which is CITR's annual fundraiser going on this week.
Yes, sir.
So we're raising money basically to make CITR better in every form, and we would like your help.
Yeah, so please donate. Call in at 604-822-8648. Phone operators are waiting.
Oh, yes. They're very eager.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I've done a couple, well, pretty much 2.5 phone shifts so far. Mm. And it's real nice when you
get calls, and a lot of calls of eager people ready to donate money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Someone called on one of my shifts to donate $500.
Wow.
And I was floored.
You look floored.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Still recovering.
Unbelievable generosity. So, Eric, tell me about your CITR story.
My CITR story?
Because I think, like, I feel like I actually started, I might have gotten involved in this, like, before you did, but you just
well,
got extremely involved. Like, I started with a show.
Yeah. When did you...
ago.
Okay, but how did...
Second year, so.
Well, see, I actually...
Oh, you beat me to the punch? Oh, ho, ho.
Yeah, halfway through first year, I wandered in to the old station in the old sub at like 3 p.m. on a Tuesday and demanded a tour.
Mm.
Not really. I just sort of looked bewildered.
And
they were
just
like,
wandered
do you
around.
Want to know what this is?
Yeah.
And Sarah Cordingly, who was then the music department manager... music director, and who's now the programming manager, gave me a tour, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I basically did reviews for like a year.
Hmm.
For
Discorder?
No, like for the music department.
Okay.
I would just listen to all the albums that came in.
Hmm.
Well, not all of them, but you know, a lot of them, and then write short little reviews for the playlist.
Nice.
And then I think just before third year, Sarah recommended that I apply to join the student executive, and I got in on the music exec.
Okay, cool.
And then I went. I'd hosted the student special hour for a bit.
Right.
Then I went on exchange, and then
right,
I came back.
Paris, right.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah, that was nice.
Cool.
And then I returned and joined the exec again as the music exec. And then at the end of the year, the president at the time, Eleanor Waring, recommended that I apply for the position. So I did.
Wow.
And I got in almost unopposed. One vote against me
in
the general election. I was running unopposed.
That was me.
Was it?
No.
I want to know who it was. I think it was a friend, but I think it'd be even funnier if it was someone who was just like, I think it'd be better without a president than with him.
I mean,
but we've shown that person because we've great year.
I mean, I will confess that I have definitely been that person on like the AMS ballots before. Whenever someone's voting, like running unopposed, I just generally I'm a rebel, as you can see.
I can tell just looking at you.
But yeah,
the elections are happening now.
Right. What a time to be alive. But yeah, I don't know. Fundrive's it's a cool time just because I think it's one of the few times that CITR really like pushes out into the community and kind of asks for, I don't know, for something back for all the stuff that they do, right? Because really, like, it takes a lot of, I don't know, they do a lot of stuff for their budget, from what I understand.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we do a ridiculous amount of stuff. We have... 300 plus volunteers, members who do amazing work. We have an incredible staff, an incredible student executive beyond myself. And, you know, just a lot of people who are really passionate about, be it quality, you know, radio programming, providing a place for people to express themselves and have their voices heard, people who generally wouldn't in the mainstream media, and so on, as a training ground for young folks who are interested maybe just in music, maybe in broadcasting, maybe in writing, be it creating PSAs, whatever. So there's a ton of stuff that yeah. people do. And if you donate to FunDrive, 604-822-8648.
UBC unit.
Apparently you have to say a phone number 21 times before someone will...
Remember it?
Will call in.
Okay, so you better get on that. Just really drive the mission home. Okay, well, thanks for that, Eric. We're going to be back in a
Thank
second.
You.
And, show CITR some love. Give that number a call. That's what Teddy Pendergrass wants you to do. The song's called Let
goodness.
Me Love You.
Let me love you, girl. Oh, let me love you. It's Fun Drive 2016. This year, our theme is growing our cultures, so support your community station by donating so we can support training for volunteers and promote the multitude of cultures on our own airwaves. The online donation page is live now, so head on over to citr.ca/donate and get cool CITR swag.
All right, so you just heard Teddy Pendergrass with Let Me Love You off of his iconic album, TP.
TP.
Just some great synth work going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of great synth work, CITR has got its Fun Drive going on. And Eric and I are here chatting about our CITR experiences, reminiscing fondly about the great old times.
Yes. How did you get started?
Well, to be honest, I'm still like, I think Chris and I were very blown away that they like actually let us on the air. Like two idiots like ourselves. We were in second year. We just walked in. I actually listened to CITR in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm from...
High school kid.
I'm from Vancouver, and Chris and I like would sometimes listen to CITR just because it was so weird, right? That's like kind of what's amazing about it, is that one night you'll have like a heavy metal show and then a jazz show and then like industrial...
Yeah, there's everything.
There's literally everything. All sorts of languages, all sorts of different type of music, talk shows. Anyway, so we'd listen to the jazz program on CITR in high school.
Oh, that's a good show.
Yeah. Then that's a super long-running show too, right? That's been around forever. Monday nights, yeah. Or it used to be. I don't know if they switched it, because I could have sworn it was like 6 to 9 Mondays, and I mean, that's my slot now. But anyway, yeah, so we just walked into the studio, and I guess our little pact was that if we both ended up going to UBC, we'd like get a show.
Oh, cool.
And I did my first year at McGill, but when I transferred, Chris and I were, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
And Robin hooked us up.
Nice.
And like it was surprisingly easy. So if anyone wants to get a show, literally put down your idea. You can go through a couple of training sessions and like it's very easy. They're always looking for more student programming. And that was pretty much it. That's how the Soul Ship was born. We just kind of went. And that was like the charm of the old studio too. We had Saturday nights.
Oh,
it was
like
7 p.m. on Saturdays that we did it for 2 years. And just like... It was just a great times. Hung out. We had our pal, the beer vending machine, to keep us company. Mel Brewer in our times of sorrow. So yeah, I mean it was awesome. We like hung out on Nardwar's show a couple times.
Oh yeah,
that was crazy us when we were like 18.
Yeah, he's really cool about having people on his show who are just getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Blows people's minds.
It was really interesting. Like it was a cool experience just seeing the way he handles his show, right? Because I'd only really seen his live interviews, which are obviously massive on the internet, right? But I think he was also subscribing to that technique you just said of like really driving information home. Like he repeats everything about a song like 6 times, you know.
He wants you to know.
Yeah, that's good.
And what should the listeners at home know about how to get
How
to donate to Fun Drive?
Well, they should know that all you got to do is call 604-822-8648 or UBC Unit. Or it's probably easier actually to go online. Just a click away is citr.ca/fundrive. So
our
goal for the station for this year is $40,000. And we're raising money to grow our culture and foster better and bigger community programming for CITR in all of its forms. So,
yeah, almost a quarter of the way there.
Almost a quarter of the way there. So anyway, there's a big wrap-up party too happening on Thursday, right?
Friday.
On Friday. Where is it?
At the Hindenburg.
That place is so weird.
That place is cool. There's a sex dungeon.
Yeah, it was a sex club, right?
Yeah, is it no longer a sex club?
I don't know.
Because
I think like it might be still a sex club.
My actions have been inappropriate if it isn't. No. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's troubling.
No, that's a racy joke.
All right. Well.
But no, more info about that. It's Friday, Friday night, $10 if you buy the tickets online, 12 at the door.
Bargain.
Great lineup featuring Late Spring, Ace Martins, Jerk Jails, Stefana Fratilla, UBC PhD student in political science.
Really?
Aura Kogan and Cult Babies.
That's like a very heavy, that's a lot of music for your money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like each one of those people you pay $5 to see.
Easy.
Easy.
If not 50.
You get 8. A $40 value minimum for $10.
Wow.
What a steal.
What a steal. All right. So anyway, think about that. Call in at 604 UBC Unit. We're going to play another song for you. This is Knowledge.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. So you just heard two short tracks. One was by Knowledge called On To Me, and the second was by a fantastic artist called Floating Points. The track was Silhouettes, I believe Silhouette number 2, because it's a three-part song. That was actually a snippet of a 10-minute song. Check him out. He's also coming to Vancouver, I believe, next month at Vancouver's renowned Celebrities nightclub. But he's playing apparently with a 13-piece band.
Davie Street.
Yeah, and they actually have a really good sound system. I saw Shlomo there once, and yep. It was really good. Eric and I were talking about this guy because, A, he's cool, B, because he just casually has, like, a PhD in neurophysics and just makes music
like
on the side.
Whatever.
But, yeah, anyway, Eric, who is the president of the CITR Students Association and a friend of mine, has gratefully joined me on the show because we're talking about Fundrive, which is CITR's annual fundraiser. So anyway, we're raising $40,000 for the station this year to donate.
That's right.
How do you do that?
Well, you can call in at 604-822-8648, or you can go online, citr.ca/fundrive, and donate whatever amount you want. We have a bunch of cool prizes for $30. You get a membership. You donate 101.9, you get a tote bag, a notebook, a growler.
The growler's huge.
A membership. If you donate 200, I think you get an LP as well.
So
with all of that.
Even $30, I'm not going to lie, that card in my first year saved me so much money. Because
there
was
great.
Something, it was like free cover at Fortune on Saturday nights or something.
Yeah,
and I used that multiple times. There'd be bands playing and stuff, and I could still get in.
Yeah.
Which was like, I was saving like $15-$20 sometimes.
Yeah, so no, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. So speaking of like Fortune and shows.
$20 on these shoes.
You saved $20 on the shoes?
$20 or $30 because of that card.
So they were like $10?
Yeah.
So yeah, how has Shindig been going this year?
Well, Shindig is done.
Yeah. Didn't manage to make it to any of them, which is really tragic.
Well, it's okay. It was real good. It was at Pat's Pub. A bunch of wonderful bands played. Mm. The finale was Late Spring, Walgren, and the Psychic Alliance.
That's
Late Spring One.
Okay, I know Tegan. Who's Late Spring? What kind of music are they?
They're like, I don't know, art punk, I guess, something
art punk
along cool. those lines. They're playing Friday next or this Friday for the Fundrive finale.
Sweet.
They're actually a great band. They're very good. And it was Ben Lai's last shindig.
Oh man!
After 15 years of hosting,
wow!
So there was a bunch of celebrations for him.
Yeah,
it was a generally rowdy night. And shindig's great. It's CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Been going on for over 30 years. Japandroids have participated.
Yeah.
3 inches of Blood.
Wow.
Are a former winner.
Wow.
many other cool bands.
Yeah, I mean, Shindig, it's got quite the pedigree.
Yeah.
Plus, it's just a good time.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, anyway, anyone out there listening, make sure to call in and donate.
604-822-8648.
While we're talking about good events coming up, I promise to give a shout-out to my buddy Christian Vela. He's helping organize the Engineers Without Borders Jam for a Cause event. I believe it's this Thursday at the Biltmore. So that's going to be a good time. It's for a good cause. You can go to that on Thursday and then come to the CITR thing on Friday.
Yeah.
And you'll have yourself a good weekend.
And there's a CITR connection for that. One of the bands, Class Act Rap.
Oh, man.
Features Rohit Joseph.
Oh, I know Rohit well.
Yeah,
so,
he is the news one of the news directors here.
Yeah,
for News 101.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
0.9.
So two of the acts that are playing, Lady Jams and Class Act, I have played with.
Really?
Back in my band days, as a member of the esteemed funk band, now defunct band, Jaguar. So anyway, go check that out. Class Act, it's really cool. They're pretty much a wholly improvisational kind of stand-up rap act. Really
yeah.
cool.
Rohit's a great beatboxer.
Yeah, talented guys. Lady Jams is obviously fantastic. Missy Diane. Her group has really cool music and great voices, so check them out. The third band, Coastline Pilot, so that's also going to be a good value, and it's for a good cause. So anyway, make sure to check that out. Make sure to donate. Another quick song for you. This is from one of my favorite artists who I haven't really heard of or hadn't heard from in a couple of years. I saw him at Sasquatch a few years ago. Yes.
Knew it.
Yeah. So anyway, this is awkward because it's actually Radiohead. Just kidding. It's Cody Chestnut. The song is called Serve This Royalty.
This is a close guess.
We kick it. Platinum chains and rings is all a brother knows now. Girl, one of the first to know that gold is back in town. So you gotta serve this royalty. Believing in me and my dreams is serving this royalty, right? Trust what I say and what I see and we can get it. The dream is real if you serve this royalty. Leave your mama's house, make her proud, serve this royalty right. From the valleys of Spain to the snowy banks of Maine, we can run this game if you serve this royalty right.
If you feel it, or am I out of line? I wanna know, do you see it? Is it all in this head of mine? Don't mean to stir up the pot, make it what it's not. I gotta take my chances. This could be a one shot, give it all we got. See how sweet romance is. Let's go deeper, dive in feet first. Let's go deeper, baby, let's go. Let's get deep, let's go deeper. Diving feet first. Let's go deeper, baby, let's go. Let's get deep. I gotta know, could this be it? I can't tell if it's the right time. You gotta show me that you mean it. Or are you just a friend of mine? Don't mean to stir up the pot, make it what it's not. Gotta take my chances. This could be a one shot, give it all we got. See how sweet romance is. Let's go deeper, dive in feet first. Let's go deeper, baby, let's go. Let's get deep, let's go deeper. Dive in feet first. Let's go deeper. Just like roots grown underground, water in a well, dig down low, that's where we gotta go. It's the only way to tell if our hearts and minds intertwine. Give out to love and let it shine. Don't know if we're meant to be, only one way to see. Let's go deep, yeah. Thank you.
year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with Fundrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. We're excited. Are you?
That was fun. Speaking of fun, Fun Drive
is happening right now. We're almost, well, some kind of halfway through. Yeah, and about a quarter away to our total, so please call in at 604-822-8648 or donate online at citr.ca/fundrive to help us reach the glorious 40.
The glorious 40 is something I never thought I would be saying, but yes. At least not about my own age.
Well, you know, as I get older, I just... It's like Keith Richards said, he always said he wanted to die before he was 30. He always thought he would, and then he turned 30, and he was like, oh, this isn't that bad.
And then he just withered.
So he wanted to... Yeah, but the last 5 years has been a renaissance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For him, like...
Well, I mean, honestly, it's a miracle that the dude's still alive after what he's gone through.
Like, he must eat a lot of kale. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on with him.
A lot of antioxidants.
Yeah.
Before that track, or just before that little break, you heard Dawn Pemberton, great Vancouver artist, with a song called Deeper off of her most recent album, Say Something. We're going to play a couple more songs, keep talking about Fun Drive, because Fun Drive is just truly, truly, truly fun.
It's fun. So many people get involved.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. When else does Eric and I have the opportunity to go chat on air other than the time that we did it a couple weeks ago?
That was pre-recorded, though.
That's right. That wasn't live.
Yeah.
So, do you like Charles Bradley, Eric?
I do.
Have you listened to the new album? There's a new single that just came out.
I have not.
So, interesting album. Title Changes. It's a follow-up from, the super successful, I guess, Victim of Love.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, 2 years ago now. And the first track, in a bold move, it's called Changes. The first track was called Changes, which is actually a Black Sabbath cover.
It's a cover of Black Sabbath?
Yeah. Have you not heard it?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play you. But anyway, I was going to play the other single, which is called Change for the World. And it's clear that he's really got this very, very positive message on this album. But I'm going to play the Black Sabbath cover.
Wow.
So anyway, this song
is exciting.
I will give it a caveat that this song, Changes by Black Sabbath, is apparently the most beautiful Black Sabbath song they wrote, and it was in a ballad style.
Okay.
Honestly, I might as well even just show you.
It wasn't just heavy metal Sabbath. Riffing.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, that's nice. The soft side.
Yeah, it's the soft side of Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
I'm feeling happy.
All right. So anyway, you guys can listen to that at home. You don't get to listen to that now, but you get to listen to the Charles Bradley version. So anyway, Changes, Charles Bradley. We'll be back in a second. I let her go.
another year. We said each day in love together. We found a way, but soon the world had its evil way. My heart was blind.
All right, everybody, you just heard Charles Bradley with the Black Sabbath cover, Changes. That's the title single off of his forthcoming album, I believe. Actually, it comes out like in 2 weeks or something, very shortly. He's also going to be in town, I believe, at the Commodore Ballroom.
I think that's right.
I will be in attendance. It will be good. So anyway, we're about to close off this very special Fun Drive show. So I'd like to thank my special guest, Enrique, for joining me on the show tonight.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, Bob. Great time here on the Soulship Enterprise.
As always, man, you got to return soon. So give our thousands of listeners a last rundown about Fun Drive and what they can do to donate.
Well, I just want to say one thing that we didn't really mention is the incredible diversity of CITR, and especially recently we've put in a lot of effort and some money, a fair amount of money, into increasing the diversity here. So we have three new collectives, the Women's Collective, the Indigenous Collective, and the Accessibility Collective, that are all funded by grants. But it would be wonderful. They're amazing collective programs that provide really interesting content in all of these different
areas. Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you. Different areas. And if you don't, and some of the money from Fun Drive is going to go to making sure that we can maintain these and grow these collectives so that they become a large part of CITR, so that we can improve our diversity and also improve our diversity, the diversity of UBC and the airwaves here.
Sweet. Yeah, well, that's a noble cause for sure. So anyway, make sure to call in 604 UBC unit or check out CITR.ca/fundrive.
UBC unit is, it's 604-822-8648. I don't think anyone...
Or UBC unit?
Like who uses
that system anymore? Touch, like the T9?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very rare. I miss it, though.
I miss it, too.
I miss the idea of it. Like, it's not like I used it a lot.
It's a beautiful idea.
It's not like I did it when I prank called Jenny Craig as a kid. 1-800-JENNY-CRAIG.
Okay. Well, listen to the song, and then Eric's going to tell us a bit more about that. So anyway, this is a bit of a sore spot here because I sent this track to Eric on Facebook last week, and he still hasn't listened to it, so I'm going to play it now. We were out for beers the other day and talking about the new Kanye West album, and he mentioned that his favorite song is I Love Kanye. And I think DJ Premier of Gangstar fame said, like, if someone gives you a good acapella, you don't leave it naked. You dress it up. So there's been a whole bunch of people who have gone in and made remixes of it. This is my favorite one by a guy, Steven Ponce, who produced Chance the Rapper's most recent album. So this is like I Love Kanye reimagined as like a proper Kanye song. So anyway, enjoy.
Kanye, straight from the gold, Kanye. Chop up the soul, Kanye. Set on his goals, Kanye. I hate the new Kanye. The bad mood, Kanye. The always rude, Kanye. Spazzing the news, Kanye. I miss the sweet Kanye. Chop up the beast, Kanye. I gotta say, at that time, I'd like to meet Kanye. See, I invented Kanye. It wasn't any Kanye. And now I look around and there's so many Kanyes. I used to love Kanye. I used to love Kanye. I even had the pink polo. I thought I was Kanye. What if Kanye made a song about Kanye? Call him Mr. Old Kanye. Man, that'd be so Kanye. That's all it was, Kanye. We still love Kanye. And I love you like Kanye loves Kanye.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the Soulship Enterprise. You've been listening to CITR 101.9, a special fund drive edition featuring my special guest, Eric Coates. So thank you very much. A round of applause for Eric joining me. Make sure to stay tuned. We've got GAC with Exploding Head Movies coming up right after this. We've got a couple more exciting days of fund drive coming up, and we're going to cap it off with a big show on Friday night at the Hindenburg, so make sure to check that out. Check it out on Facebook or online at citr.ca.
And if you have time and money, please donate.
Or both.
Or ideally. Both. 604-822-8648 is the phone number, or online citr.ca/fundrive.
Cool, guys. Well, GAC is about to enter the room, so we're going to play one last track, and we'll see you later. Yeah.
year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with Fundrive,